This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about your field trip from hell. Or we call it field tripping. Like you just,
yeah.
So apparently, somewhere in Detroit, they took kids on a field trip to the courthouse.
Okay.
Well, does anybody want to?
I've heard worse. I've heard, I won't say the school, but it's definitely a nice school where you pay a lot.
Okay.
Where they took them.
It's my son's school, isn't it?
No. Oh. It's not.
It's the other one.
Not mine.
Oh.
No.
The other one.
No. No. The. The other.
The one that starts with a K? No.
No.
Okay.
Any. It starts with a C.
Oh, wait. Okay, I'll get it later. Keep going. Field tripping.
No, they took the students to an actual jail and they warned everyone, don't wear jewelry, don't wear like shorts.
What?
And yeah, and they like walked them through.
They poke walked them?
Yeah.
Wow.
And like in front of all of the inmates.
Why? And,
I don't know.
It's like a scared straight thing?
I don't know.
What are we talking about?
We really got to get those math scores up, kids, or else.
Are you being serious?
Yes. I only know because the one person that I know that went on the field trip did not listen and wore a lot of jewelry and short shorts and like a tank top. And
and then just got sweet, like wolf whistled and screamed at and like Hannibal Lectered and the whole thing.
Wow.
Okay, well, that makes this seem a little better because they like this one kid was not paying attention
during the
and the judge got mad, so the judge had the student put into jail clothes and cuffed.
Yeah,
wow.
Said you're not paying enough attention to me. You sleep in your own bed or something, and like kind of, but like. Perp walking him through the actual jail. It was like way worse.
Can we get someone a little more even keeled to be a judge, please? So like,
the judge has been
a 15-year-old.
Right.
You gotta listen to
go
me.
Go sit in this chair and let's strap you in.
Yeah, whoa.
Yeah, for real. The judge has been at least temporarily suspended.
Okay. So I'm judging that judge a little bit.
Like, so we want to hear your like worst field, like the field trip, and it doesn't even have to be where you went, although that can be a big factor.
Mm-hmm.
Like with mine, I say it every year, and this year, Dean, I won't say your whole name, even though you're a big wig in the St. Vrain Valley School District. Two things happened on this field trip. One, they thought it'd be a good idea to take us to the sewage plant.
Yeah, I've been there, sure.
So that was something we all did?
Yeah.
No.
Did you go for the same reason we went? Why'd you go?
Because what else are we going to go to? It's in Iowa. It's Iowa. It's like, you know.
What was their guise? We're like, this is where your poop goes?
Or yeah, kind of. Yeah. It's kind of like, look at that. We went to the ethanol plant like four times.
Well, that makes sense because that's your main export. Corn stuff.
Is it? I didn't
know. Yes.
I wasn't
Iowa
paying attention.
Corn?
Good thing
you
that judge
four
wasn't
times.
There.
Yeah,
it just smelled terrible. That's what I remember.
Because we followed water. We went to the mountains and saw snow and then went to the Big Thompson River and saw the snow melt. And then we went to Lyons and drank a glass of water. And you're like, damn, that's good. And they're like, well, here's all the Lyons people's poop. And when the second we pulled in,
notice the slightly different shade
because the water is purer.
Interesting.
And no, but it was just like, and then you realize that we were in Longmont, so we're drinking water that's been snow melt stream through the lower intestine of a Lyons resident, and then to us. But the second they opened the doors, Dean barfed.
Oh, wow.
So we all had to leap over his barf. We had to leap over his barf smell to get to the poop smell.
They could just move the bus. Just scooch the bus.
No,
up
I think he might have pooped in. Pooped. He might have barfed in the bus. Like right on the first step of the bus.
Okay.
So moving the bus would have just
not done
just
anything.
Exacerbated the issue. And they wouldn't, you know, they're so sticklers, they wouldn't let us off the back. It's like, let's just do the emergency exit.
I know.
No. Paperwork has to be filled out.
No one's here. No one's watching.
Just like, we're going to the poop factory.
Yeah, let us out the back door.
All right, so perp walks in a prison and poop factory is where the bar is set right now.
Nothing for back
door. No, I ignored that one so
hard.
Out
the back door at the poop factory, nothing? Okay. Moving on.
Oh, I get it.
Moving on.
We want to hear.
I'm so sorry. I could feel his eyes like.
He was so mad. He was like,
don't look, don't
look. I was already moving past it. If you've got a good field trip story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
Not only did we go to the ethanol plant a bunch,
but there's more. Yeah, I guess more stories.
I remember one time we went to an emu farm. Are you familiar with emus?
Oh, I hate those.
Limu?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, limu,
emu. Who doesn't know limu, emu?
Well, right. It's like...
Limu, emu!
They're somehow different from an ostrich. I don't know how, but...
Yeah, they're adjacent.
Okay, so there was a farm in Iowa somewhere, and we went to visit, and I remember afterwards, as like a gift, we got back on the bus, and the farm gave us... an emu egg, which was really big.
Real emu egg?
Yeah, a real one to take back to the class. And we're all like, oh, this is so cool. And we're all happy until the boys, someone figured out that it was like, well, you know, because it was empty. And they're like, well, you know how they got this egg? It's perfectly intact. It's not cracked or anything. So they had to suck out whatever was in the egg.
Okay.
They sucked it out and now they gave it to us. And I remember all the girls just crying and bawling the whole time. Like, we're in fourth grade or something. We killed an innocent emu just to give us this egg.
But they had eaten fried eggs for breakfast.
That's what I remember.
Not every emu egg.
That's what I remember is we got that big emu egg and we didn't really get to hold it because we were going to break it.
Can you salvage the show, Aaron? Do you have a story that can... No?
Okay, I had all good ones. Did you guys ever go to...
No poop factory?
No. We had like the whole Ameritown thing. We went to the zoo.
That didn't exist
for
us.
Did you go to... what's the candy cane factory? Is it Hammond's? That used to be here?
No, we never got to go to that.
Oh my gosh, that was one of my favorites.
We didn't get to go.
We kept booking the poop factory.
People are going to be mad at me, but there's some fort here. It's up by Longmont. There's a fort. Like at Highway 66 and something. But when you picture a fort, like the Alamo's a fort. It's a big, they made them out of mud, but it's big walls, and that's where they defended. It was the last stand in a battle.
Is it Fort Junction?
Fort, I don't know. Fort something.
That or Fort Collins is what's called. I don't think it's that.
It's like a military fort. It's not.
But it's not Fort Morgan?
No, you're naming towns. And this is like military fort.
Fort Emu?
Oh my God. Anyway, long story longer, we'd read all about the Alamo and all these different forts. And then you drive to this place, and as we file off the bus, we're like, you've left us in a cornfield because the fort is gone. It's eroded down to nothing. You're like, no, but can't you just feel the battlefield? And you're like, no, we're in long, no. There was no long drawn out. All the emancipation happened here in long. It's
you're
stupid.
Probably way too young to accept or to understand
stupid.
The impact.
You're like, bring on the poop factory. Everyone in the back door. See, now it's funny.
It was a little worse the second time.
All right. If you've had a field trip from hell, we call it field tripping. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So if you've had like an awful time on a field trip, we want to hear what it was. We call it field tripping. Brett?
Yay.
Yay. Field tripping. What'd you do?
Yeah, so I went to an ice skating rink for like the first time, actually. Huh. And I kind of sucked.
Everyone does. We're all like little Bambis.
Yeah.
I actually fell on the ice and scraped my head with someone else's skates.
Oh no.
Oh my God, they're little samurai swords.
Yeah.
You're basically standing on two katana swords. So somebody like skated over your face?
Pretty much.
Okay. Are you deformed?
Are you good?
Well, I got some stitches. I got some stitches, but you know, it wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Yeah, lucky that was
this
it.
This had to be a long time ago because there's no way. There's so many
waivers and stuff that you have to go through.
There's no way they're gonna. Thank God it was just your. Not that I'm saying your face is bad, but like, have you seen like if your hands are on the ground, somebody goes over them, your fingers are off.
Uh-huh.
your face, it's hard to cut your whole face off.
Okay. Unless you're, so at the end of the field trip, they're like, whose fingers are these?
Whose face is this?
Let's match them.
Get over here. That sounds horrible. Thank you for the call, Brett. Jason?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah,
yeah, hi.
Field trip, and what happened to you?
So this took place in Florida back in the 80s, because I'm old. But we were going on a field trip, a bunch of middle schoolers going on a field trip to a theme park called Boardwalk and Baseball.
Okay.
It doesn't exist anymore. That's how old I am. And we had like four or five buses full of kids. This is back before buses had AC units or anything.
Oh,
and
no.
And we're sitting there for like 3 or 4 hours in the parking lot. They wouldn't let us out of the buses because the teacher that had all the tickets for everybody went to the wrong theme park.
Okay. So you just sat there and
tracked the teacher down, got in touch with him, got him over to where we were. Yeah, we'd been sitting on the bus sweltering in Florida heat for hours.
Marinating.
Oh my gosh.
Who wants extra credit?
Oh my god. Sorry. That's so bad. Debbie?
Yay.
Field tripping. What do you got?
I work in an assisted living community, and I'm going to be careful because of HIPAA, but as soon as we got to the Gaylord Hotel for their Christmas extravaganza, one of my residents who was a wander risk completely disappeared. We lost him. Then I have another gentleman who's very portly. He got stuck on the ice slide. We couldn't get him off. I have another woman who was a kleptomaniac and got busted in the gift shop shoplifting. And then
I want to join.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I cannot wait to be old.
Yeah, he's a diabetic, and when we went to make gingerbread houses, he started eating all the ingredients and ended up having a reaction. It was very interesting.
Yeah, maybe rethink that field trip.
No, sign me up. Let's go.
Mercury?
Yay.
Field trip, and what do you got?
So it sounds like a really good field trip in theory. We went to this ranch, and we all went dirt biking and canoeing.
Oh, cool.
But the problem was, with the canoeing, we went on a mud pond, and anybody who fell in the water got E. coli afterwards.
Are you serious?
I am 100% serious.
It was not
and
mud.
With the dirt biking, we shared two helmets, and everyone came home with headlights.
Oh, my gosh.
That is awesome. Next field trip, ER. Brandon?
Hi.
Field tripping. What happened to you?
In third grade, we took a trip to the Denver Gas and Electric building, and we went on one of their old service elevators and ended up getting stuck halfway between floors and had to wait for the fire department for about 2.5 to 3 hours.
Yep, there you go.
It's kind of a double field trip. It's and the firefighters are here.
My God. How old were you?
I was in third grade when this happened.
Yeah, that's too young.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I'd be scared. You got a pee corner going. You're doing all. Lisa?
Yes.
Field tripping. What happened to you?
I was on a local field trip to a fishing pond. They took us fishing, and instead of hooking a fish, they hooked one of my classmates' eyeballs.
Oh,
wow. What?
I don't think they did it on purpose. They weren't trying to catch him.
I know.
So did they...
See, that's a great example, class. Rule number one, keep your head on a swivel.
Giselle.
Yay.
Field tripping. What happened to you?
So during my senior year of high school, we took a trip to a university of Fort Collins.
Oof.
To see a cadaver, and one of my friends recognized the cadaver.
Okay. What?
Are you serious?
What do you do?
They were like, Tom.
It was crazy. You know, like they took us out of the lab, and it was kind of like the end of field trip at that point.
Okay. We're going to Dairy Queen. Never mind.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. I don't know if this should spill out onto the air or not, but I think we should talk about it a little bit. I think we should have a family meeting.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
The last time we had a family meeting like this, well, we've had a couple when we announced that Steve was leaving the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was kind of a tough family meeting we had.
Yeah.
We announced that I was getting a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, we announced that I'd already gotten a divorce.
Right.
Because I couldn't talk about it from for legal entanglements the entirety of the almost 2 years it was happening. Do you guys feel do you guys feel that today rises to the level of sort of that kind of family meeting or no?
Oh, I think I know what you're bringing up. But
I don't know.
I'm disappointed.
And here's the thing. The fact that T-Hack's pretending he's not, you have never looked at me the way you looked at me when I got here today before. And I don't and I don't think this is I don't think this is as bad as Steve leaving the show or me losing yet another lifelong companion.
I mean, both of those family meetings, no one yelled traitor like I did
you
today.
You literally screamed the word traitor at the top of your lungs.
Yeah.
I want to announce a couple of things. One, this is all your fault.
Me?
You and T-Hack.
No.
It cannot be my fault. No. It cannot,
This is where it is. You two have been sick for like 2 weeks. I'm on the toss. Now I'm on the Fed. I'm like, and then Aaron just comes in. Blowing your nose. Like it's your job. You're gross. There's Kleenex everywhere. Okay. You're a sneeze factory.
You're painting a really bad picture.
Well,
like, yes,
I'm sorry. I don't mean to screw up your Hinge dates for later.
I throw my tissues away. There wasn't a lot.
You blew your nose a lot. And then T-Hack, we had the whole debate on whether he should leave the room to blow his nose.
Yeah.
Like, but having said that, eventually I succumbed to the illness.
After we were pretty much over it.
Right, but I did get sick. And I'm still really sick
And you had hung out with someone who was around other people who were also
I hung out with someone who was in a COVID cluster, for sure.
You hang out with a lot more people than you hang out with us.
Yeah.
No, I spend
You went to an outdoor event.
We spend like 6 hours a day in the same un-air-conditioned, unvented, humid petri dish of a room. Like this room, this is the Wuhan lab. The next strain of whatever is coming out of 4700 South Syracuse. Yeah, there's a little.
It's crawling
little piece
up
Aaron's
shoulder.
It's almost like in Stranger Things, the little like black webby things.
That. So I eventually succumbed to the sickness. Mm-hmm. I had to take a couple days off last week, and now this week
you
I'm
down
here.
With the sickness.
I talked to a nurse friend, and this is I hate.
Sorry.
I have been playing this sound effect off the air just to get under Aaron's skin because I'm done with both of you.
Oh, wow.
Indeed. The whole thing is I feel terrible, but I'm trying to be a trooper. And I talked to a friend of mine who's in the medical field, and I was like, why is it that T-Hack and Aaron were able to still work just on the Fed and the TUS.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was so narcoleptic that, like, this has been happening to me since COVID. But I get so sleep. If I sit down, I wake up an hour later. And that is not an exaggeration.
It has been happening. Like, on the other side, because we'll be like, hey, how you feeling? And then we just don't hear from you for a long time.
Because I'm asleep, dude.
I know.
It's like, weird.
Yeah, we're worried about you.
And T-Hack and I are built different, so.
Okay. Okay. So having said all that.
He hates when we say that.
I came into work today because, well, for a lot of reasons. Number one, it's National Radio Day. So I'm here to get the accolades from the listeners. This is a one day, Mother's Day, good for her. She did what keeps humanity alive. Father's Day, he did what he wanted to do and made a baby.
Accurate.
Whatever, all your birthday, you didn't do anything. Like, most holidays are a joke. This, today, is the real one.
Yeah, I agree.
National Radio Day.
Yeah.
4700 South Syracuse is the address, Suite 1050. Mm-hmm. That's the address you want to put into Amazon when you're sending your gifts.
Yeah. Although there shouldn't be postal service today. It should be a federal holiday.
I agree. Though I'm a little saddened that I was able to do some banking on my way in.
Yeah.
So feel free to text in your thanks and praise to 51059. But so I came in today to celebrate National Radio Day feeling like crap because you guys got me sick.
Okay.
Right. And I dressed as minimally as I could. So I strapped on a pair of shoes I've never worn in the presence of other humans before. And the reaction I got from you two J-holes, who are the reason I had to dress casual today.
I'm not buying that at all.
Would I wear these shoes were I not sick?
I don't know. You shouldn't even have them. I don't know why these were even an option to grab.
These were a gift from my friend Mark.
Your ex-friend, it should be.
No.
You're no longer friend Mark.
Have you ever returned a gift or like just thrown one away?
You couldn't give them back. The weird... Okay.
You can just...
Nope, you
recycle?
Can't.
Recycle?
Nope. Have you ever worn these?
No,
because
I hate them.
They're unbelievable. Yeah,
you haven't needed to start a fire or anything in the last few weeks? You could have used these?
These are... Like, I'm comfortable. Despite the fact that I'm dealing with whatever you guys gave me, okay. I am super comfortable in my... Hey, dudes.
Mm.
Disappointing.
Why is it disappointing?
It's an understatement.
They're one of the most popular shoes. I think the look I've put together today works.
It's a look.
Say more.
It's not very casual. You got jeans and stuff and a button-down shirt.
You were wearing white and blue. Like a blue... It's not plaid. I don't know what that is.
It's kind of plaid.
Like
I just put this on because I was chilly. It's weird because I get hot and cold.
Okay.
I'm a Katy Perry song right now. I'm about to kiss a girl and like it. It's two different songs, isn't it? Yeah.
It's okay. He's sick. Got him some slack.
Don't wake him. No, I'm just... Tell me why you have such a visceral reaction.
I think they're ugly. I think they cannot be more... They cannot be comfortable. It's cardboard with...
It's not cardboard.
Hey, dude,
what size shoe are you?
10 and a half.
These are an 11. I want you to put them on.
No. No. I'll quit. I'll quit before I do that.
All right. So
no, I actually saw, I came in, I was here a little earlier and I looked down at our bosses and there was a meeting going on and I saw our promotions guy there. And then I saw these jeans and some Hey Dudes. And I was like, I wonder who that is. I wonder who's in the meeting, only to find out that it was
wow.
You.
Okay. So now the texts need to be threefold. One, thanking me for the years of radio service I have done. 51059.
Sure. Yeah.
Two.
You can thank us too.
Nope.
If you want. Nope.
Two, telling TAC what a J-hole he is and Aaron, because you called me a traitor.
Because you are.
Yeah. Why? You should not have Hey Dudes at all. You're
three,
a Nike guy.
Sending me what your, just a description of what you're sending from Amazon to thank me. I want to know what's going to happen if I start wearing these every day. Because the fact that it's caused this visceral reaction.
I'm such a hypocrite. I just switched to Vans. So who am I to judge?
What? I'm
sorry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Guilty as charged.
You're a criminal.
Yeah, and damn good one, too.
I don't even know what this thing is. Do you know what it is? Have you heard of it? An Owala?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Is it as cool as a Stanley or a Hydro Flask or a... Like, what are all the different...
I mean, yeah, it is a new water bottle trend, but I don't care
is
for
cool?
them personally.
Like,
they look very colorful, like the lids and the...
And the
are
lids
different
have,
color.
Like, the button where the thing opens, and it's... I don't think it's straw, but like you tip.
It's not like Odwalla.
No.
Is Odwalla a juice or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Owala... has some sort of Stanley-esque... By the way, this has gotten out of hand. My son was like, I really want to get all my water in every day and I don't want to refill it, so can I get a new a Hydro Flask or whatever? So then we were shopping at Scheels and he brought one down and he just threw it in the cart and I didn't think anything of it. I just thought we were getting a whatever. It was an $80 Yeti.
What?
80. I'll buy you a year's worth of Kill Turtle plastic water bottles for less than $80. Like, yeah. What are we talking about? $80. And then we get home and he's like, it has a Yeti sticker. You can have that.
How kind.
To put on your plastic water bottle.
Yes. What? Like, what?
Are they even that good?
I mean, they keep it cold, but you...
For like 8 hours.
But you're doing... Jeez,
$10
like
an hour.
You're doing a bicep workout, dragging that damn thing around.
Yeah.
And there was huge displays of Stanleys and all the basic bees just running up and grabbing them. You have one, right?
I've got like four.
Oh.
See, that is like a... I know I'm very basic.
Okay. So here's the problem with the Owalas. The Stanleys are just have a clear lid with a straw, right?
The Stanleys... are like the handle ones.
Yes, but it's the lid itself
is
just clear.
Yeah.
So you can see what you've mixed. Is it a vodka tonic or is it a Makers and Seven? Yeah. Or the straw is just clear as well.
Yeah, it can be or it can be tinted.
Okay, but these Owala things apparently have the body color is one color and the lid is the same color.
Yeah, yep.
But the basic bees are like, ew, I want the pink with the purple. So they're flipping things out before they go to the checkout.
Yeah, in the store, just mixing them up.
That's shoplifting.
But no, you're still paying for it.
No,
you're still paying. You're paying for a bottle and a lid, and you're getting a bottle and a lid.
But now you've forced the purple owner to now have a lid that they didn't want.
Mm. Well, first come, first serve.
That's not how it works. Because like,
is it not? That's how a store works. If you're
not,
you don't get to
buy the last shirt. It's like, well, what about the guy who wanted the shirt after you? It's like, well,
you think
I was
that's
here
the
first.
Same thing?
Different. You're not cutting the sleeves off of the shirt.
I'm trying to make
on
the case
ones.
That it's the same thing.
Let's say that our good friend Aaron has decided to do lunges every day for the next 3 years till she's got a Kardashian bottom end.
Okay.
And then she runs to a store to buy a bikini. Well, guess what? She's no longer an M in bikinis. She needs an XL in the booty.
Hey, they sell them separately. Try a different one.
No, but I'm saying you're at the store that has them together.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Where it's the matching little, it's all in one hanger. I understand that exists, but I'm just trying to like go. Mm-hmm. So she goes and like whoosh, does the quick change and checks out. So she's got the small top, big bottom, boom. Now somebody else comes in. No one is going to buy the remaining stuff. You basically shoplifted one whole suit because unless there's a triple F with a 20-inch waist, no one's going to buy the remainder. So you've screwed the store out of selling one whole swimsuit. And you could have screwed the store out of selling one whole Owala because the remaining color combination is no longer attractive.
Well, but you don't
just
know that.
This is
different. It's different sizes. Like, yeah, someone might not fit, but this is still just a perfectly good and it's a normal bottle. I've done.
But the color combination, it's like, I don't want a black bottom with a yellow lid. I don't want a bumblebee Owala. I want
yellow.
But
maybe somebody
and
will. Maybe someone will go, oh my gosh, I've never seen a black one with a yellow before. Like, we don't know. And it's not really my place to ponder these things as I'm paying for my thing.
It's not your place to switch them.
The reason you're okay with this, I feel, is that you've done something like it.
Yeah.
You're the type of like
I
what?
Have, yeah. Not with a water bottle, but I've definitely done it with soap dispensers at the store. The like that you put in your bathroom or whatever, the little soap thing with the lid, cuz some of them have like a silver lid and we don't have silver or chrome in our house. So we put it we just swap either a black one or a gold one. I've done it before.
That has never even crossed my mind to do.
You want to know why? Because you're a good person, Aaron.
Yeah.
No. I don't.
Because then the next person who comes along, they get a brass bottom with a silver top.
No, it's whatever. No, I don't know. I don't. Who cares? Why does it matter?
My God.
Why does that matter? It's a different. No one cares. I don't even know that it's right.
We found it.
I don't even know that it's right in the first place.
This is the thing that's wrong with him.
How would I know that somebody didn't already switch it and it wasn't supposed to have the black?
Because there's 20 of them that are all the same, and you're like, I want a black top on it. So
there's not always 20 of them. Sometimes it's the last one, and it's like, I don't. Who knows? Who knows?
This entire time, you have acted like you're a good person. And we
I am
now,
a good person.
And you're the switcheroo guy.
I have a greatly decorated house. No chrome anywhere.
Oh my gosh.
I am coming over to your house and I am going to do terrible things to your soap dispensers.
No.
Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're like Target loss prevention, I want to know, text into 51059, is that shoplifting?
Yeah, please do. And also, come and get me. I'll
4700 South Syracuse.
Lock me up.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This is a really weird thing, and I'm not sure if it's okay to be doing it.
Well, we're going to try it. Why stop now?
It's sort of... We've done it a long time ago because it fascinates me every once in a while. When I think about you and your shoe game, or like just women and what they walk around with on them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I've got a friend. I met a friend out for lunch like a couple weeks ago, and they came to the thing and they sat down in a Louis Vuitton bag. And I'm mm-hmm. like,
wow.
That's And it's not a little one. And I like just kind of, when they excuse themselves to the bathroom or whatever, I like looked it up and it's like a $3,000 bag. Okay, you're just walking around and leaving it on the counter at State House in Commerce City. Like just.
Are you sure it's real?
I think it's, did this person would have money.
Okay. Well, because I know someone who does have money who is also.
A faker.
Yes, but they also have real things. So it's just, it's mixed.
Do I know this person?
Yes.
Do we base an hour of radio on this person? Okay, so we want to do, what are you worth? And we don't mean like this is your actual value as a human or whatever, mm-hmm. but we're just going to try to like one up each other and go, I think we did this a long time ago and some woman had called in. She's like, yeah, well, my husband makes a ton of money and the 3 month salary rule. So my ring alone, my wedding ring alone is worth like $25,000.
So wild.
She's just like wandering like a dog park at Chatfield.
Wow.
In a $25,000 ring. This is before we've talked about her shoes.
Just picking
anything
up dog
else.
Poop.
Right. Yeah, wild.
Any of that. She's probably, I think she had a, what do you call the watches that girls were wearing there for a while? Michelle or whatever. You know what that is?
No.
A Michelle watch.
No.
Mm-mm. You know what that is? All like the women wanted one. It's like a, I think it's called the Michelle watch.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of dainty looking, but
it's kind of a bracelety kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You wear it kind of loose and it's another piece of jewelry.
Those are about 2000.
Okay. There you go. So, I mean, this is like Tiak in his best self will be wearing Travis Scott shoes, a Rolex.
I don't have a Rolex.
No, I'm saying
Okay, yeah, yeah.
This all kind of started. Okay, we've talked a lot recently. We were out at a radio event in San Diego, and I shouldn't say the name of the guy because I love this guy. He's great, love him, but I'm like, I look and I'm like, he's wearing what looked to me like the Nike slip-ons with the bright white sole. No swoosh on it, just like a black shoe with a white sole. I'm like, this is a basic shoe. And Hack's like, dude, those are McQueen's.
Yeah, they're Alexander McQueen. They're high-end designer
when
shoes.
When you say McQueen, do you know what Aaron and I do?
Lightning.
Ka-chow.
Okay.
There's a brand named McQueen that basic people like me don't know about.
Yes, and I had to look up the first name. I knew McQueen. I couldn't remember Alexander.
I know the brand Alexander McQueen.
You've heard of that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've never heard of it.
That was the first time I think I saw something in public
or in person.
What were they like? They were like $500 or something, yeah.
He was also wearing a McQueen shirt to top it off.
To match, yeah.
We Googled that.
Yep.
Which is $500 as well.
I just want everybody to understand, this is a shirt with McQueen written like somebody finger painted it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
$500.
Well,
this man
was
is
really
sitting
soft
at $1,000 before we talk about his watch, which was a.
It was a Rolex. Yeah, it was at least nine or 10 grand.
For sure. So he's at 11 grand before we talk about his pants. Yeah.
Are they hiring at his station?
That's what I'm saying. Okay. So that got me thinking. It's been a long time since we did What Are You Worth? So we want, like, we're going to go through our values. In fact, who wants to go? Who do you think is worth the least in this room right now?
I actually think we're going to be really close.
Yeah, I want to say me, but I'm the one with a wedding ring. And my wedding ring is not expensive, but that it's just...
I didn't even take that into consideration. I was thinking his shoes immediately.
You've got a necklace on. Yeah, his shoes could be valuable, but they might not be. Like,
I wasn't including...
It has to be off what he paid for them.
Okay, okay.
Because, like, if you bought them on StockX and you gave $300 for a $150 pair of shoes, I don't think you should get credit for $150. You get $300 because that's what you paid.
Mm-hmm. And they're not worth that much anymore now because I've worn them and stuff. So
but it doesn't matter. It's still what you paid for. Like, we're not going to do depreciation. Okay. We're not going to get...
all these notes for nothing. I know. All these calculations.
So who do we think is the least?
It might be me. It might be.
I don't know. I'm so torn.
He is wearing a basic shirt. I have no, layers on today.
It's a thick one. It's one of the.
I know, but he gets it offline in bulk. Yeah. Okay, you get to go first.
I look
because we think you're the most or the least. Go.
Okay, so my shirt is $30.
Okay,
it's pretty normal. My shorts are $55.
Okay,
my underwear.
Well, I didn't include that.
I didn't
that.
Do underwear.
Leave that out.
Well, now
no,
I gotta
it's what you're worth, Aaron.
Yeah, my underwear is $12.50. They're Calvin Klein underwear. They're microfiber, and they are for $50 for a 4-pack. So $12.50 for one. Which I don't like typing in underwear and micro just in the same like sentence as I'm Googling the.
It feels adjacent.
It feels adjacent. Change the name.
Okay.
My socks are $1.66. They're a Target.
I didn't even do my socks.
I didn't do socks either.
I don't know how much my socks are worth. I'm just going to add.
They're $10 for a 6-pack. They're from Target. They're the Goodfellow ones. The best white socks in the game. Okay. My shoes today, you picked a good day because I'm not wearing anything special. My shoes. Yeah, my shoes are not.
But there's, I don't know.
They're Jordans.
Still...
They're cool, but they're $100. They're not
no
like
way.
Crazy.
Oh,
wow. Okay, yeah, you're definitely coming in late.
Yeah, my watch is $200.
Okay.
My bracelets are $10 from the Michael's Craft section that my son made for me. So they're really
beautiful.
Priceless. But $10.
Okay.
My scrunchie that I always keep in my pocket is $2. Just a little black scrunchie. And then last but not least, my wedding ring. I texted my wife. She has yet to respond, so I'm not sure. I can't remember.
You're just ballparking it.
If it was $300 or $600, I'm going with $600. It brings a grand total to
$1,011.16. $1,011. Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, dude.
Hold on. Let me write that down. So T-Hack... 1,000.
But I counted literally everything on me.
Okay, so we want you, like, if you're wearing under that, we don't need to hear it. But like, can you beat that? Like,
I have a t-shirt and sweatshorts, and like, I'm not.
We're trying to
anything.
Do the topper game. Now we're not going to go through everything. You're gonna call us and go, I'm wearing about 28,000. We're gonna be like, how'd you get to that number?
Whoa.
And it's like wedding ring, this, blah blah blah. Just give us the highlights of what it is you've got on. Or what it is you're carrying. Like maybe you have your backpack on with your MacBook in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I have my backpack on, now I just jumped up like $3,000. Plus all the heroin I have in there.
Oh,
so,
wow. Okay.
Okay. Jeez. But right up. So you tell us what you're worth. You know what I didn't include? My phone. But it's not on me right now.
Yeah,
my phone is sitting right there.
Yeah,
that adds a grand to me right there.
Well, to everyone. So that's kind of a...
I know, but if you're walking around with the Air Maze, anyway, okay, it's 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I have to recalculate. I left some things off.
Okay, so I'll do me then, because I still think I'm...
I don't wear underwear.
Are you higher or lower than T-Hack?
I don't know. I have to calculate.
Okay, I will say this. I'm wearing $5 in socks, I figure. They're Amazon. I buy them in bulk.
Sure.
My underwear, about $20.
Okay.
They're express. Mm. No, yeah, I think they're express.
Okay.
You look expensive in them,
though.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, don't I? Wait, I got to re-add my numbers up here. That's
See?
A 5-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Okay. I have a t-shirt on worth about $30.
Okay. Same. Nice.
I've got a Wrangler shirt from Boot Barn that's worth about $50 over the top of my regular
shirt.
Shout
out Boot Barn.
I got some jeans, some 7-Diamond jeans from Scheels worth about $150.
Ooh. Okay, yeah, you're climbing.
My shoes are Hey Dudes.
Mm.
About $60.
Negative.
About $60.
Way to ruin an outfit.
I have a $350 Apple Watch on.
See, you both have the Apple Watch. I think that's a sneaky.
I have various other bracelety things that I calculated about $100.
Okay.
Different black beads and whatnot. It's probably more than that. I have a couple necklaces on. One is a $60 St. Michael necklace, and the other is a $108 necklace that I spent. Wait, it's worth about $245.
Okay, wow, you're iced out.
That brings my grand total to $1,070 that I'm worth right now.
Wow, you just beat me.
1070.
See, it's the wedding ring. That's not fair. It's $600, right? I'm $400 if I take my wedding ring off.
Yeah, you're almost worthless without your wife.
You know, I would agree.
All right, here's the deal. We're going to find out what Aaron's worth once she gets done with the accounting firm. And we want to hear. This is not that hard. We'll get Aaron coming up next, and we want to hear what you're worth as well. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about what you're worth. I'm a little freaked out by what's on the phone right now. Yeah. We're going to get to a few of your calls.
It felt weird screening the call, like, yeah, Alice, what are you worth? Like, nope, next. Like,
So basically, I'm worth $1,000. I have about $1,000 worth of stuff between necklaces, bracelets.
Yep, you were $1,070.
TX worth $1,000 something.
11, I believe.
And yeah. We didn't get to you, Aaron. So let's do you.
No, so yeah, my shoes are about 70. They're Vans.
Okay.
My shorts 35. Underwear 12. Socks 5. Shirt $20. I've got my Apple Watch, which is $400.
Mm.
I've got my Omnipod.
Oh, she's got diabetic stuff. That's not fair. That's not fair. That's not fair.
It counts. I'm wearing
it. It counts.
My Omnipod, but I mean, I have insurance, but like without, I tried to go with those prices. $450.
That's all?
For the one.
Okay.
Dexcom, I don't know.
Yes, ballpark. Grand.
I said 300.
Okay.
But there's technically two pieces with it, but I only did the one. My necklace, I don't know. I'm guessing.
$12.
No. It was my sister's, so to me it's priceless, think it was around 300.
Okay. Yeah, she's got us rocked, dude.
Mm. One ring is maybe 20, the other is like maybe 70. So mine is 1682.
Wow, yeah.
And you don't have like a Be a Good Person bag or anything? You don't have your like fanny pack?
Yeah, she blew us out. It's the diabetic stuff.
Dang it, I wish I was diabetic. I know. What can I?
She's over there bawling.
I mean, dude, there's people on the phone that I can't believe the numbers.
I'm nervous.
Mike?
Yay.
Yay. What are you worth right now, dude?
Well, let's see. I think, the most important thing is I've got my steel toe boots, so those are about 130. I got shorts on from Sam's. They're like 18. The t-shirt provided to me by the school district. So I don't know. It's like 5 probably, because they buy in bulk for whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
People.
I thought you were going big at first with the steel toed boots, but then just kind of jumped off the cliff real fast. So what do you think your total is?
And then probably like another 20 for my safety wedding ring. Those silicone kinds?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
So you're under $200 is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, get after it. That's awesome. Yeah.
I love it. I thought we were going to all be shooting the moon, but I like that you came in light.
I'm a little jealous, yeah. The more it's when you break it down, it's like, why do I have all this stuff
What am I... This
don't even look that
why
good.
Do I have an insulin pump on? Gosh.
Yeah, why?
Quit rubbing it in our face.
Matt?
Yeah.
What are you worth right now?
About $10,083.
Oh.
What?
How?
What do you got on? You got like a bionic PP pump or something?
No, I've got about a $23 pair of Reef flip flops, a $20 pair of Quicksilver board shorts, a $20 Quicksilver t-shirt,
but
I have a watch addiction, so I've got a Breitling Chromomat BO1 42,
which is worth about $10,000 by itself.
Yep.
Oh, wow, man!
Sorry. Calm down,
Aaron. I'm no longer jealous of you. I'm now jealous.
You have a $10,000 watch on and flip flops.
Pretty much, and have for every day for about 15 years, give or take.
God, wow. I'm jealous
Amazing.
Of that.
Amazing.
That's cool.
That is baller status.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you for the call, man.
Ha! I know.
So no one's... Okay, Megan?
Yay.
Yay.
What are you worth?
I'm worth $12,850.
Oh. Cool.
What is making you worth that?
So I have... my wedding ring and band, which is $2,000.
God.
Ring, which is my grandmother's heirloom, which is $2,500. A $350 Apple Watch. $250 Coach dress that I got on sale.
Nice.
Well, I have 4 different pairs of earrings in that are all like precious gems and diamonds and...
I didn't think about piercings.
So those are,
I didn't either.
Yeah, I gotta add more to mine.
Yeah, $5,000 pair of earrings, and then the rest are about $1,100.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then I have a Coach bag that's $1,000, and Teva sandals for $150.
Okay. So
wow.
Don't overdo it.
I don't understand people rocking bling
Yeah,
with flip flops.
Are you nervous at all? Like walking out, knowing your earrings are worth that much? Do you check them? I would be checking them all the time. Like, are they both still there?
There's not a big ring of people.
I do check them.
Yeah.
I check them all the time, but I don't ever really think. I didn't realize how much it was worth until I just started telling you.
What part of town do you think you're in right now?
What's the security situation?
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
So there's a story out that it's basically the worst things about summer. By the way, are you guys summer or winter people?
Winter.
Fall. I mean, I know we're all, like, technically, I think we're all probably fall or spring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody wants to be at the extremes. I kind of like fall better.
Yeah.
Because that's when you just start to get to wear hoodies.
Yeah, and
I'm
sweater.
A fall guy, too. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I love it. Halloween candy, a little colder weather.
Don't ruin it. But, like, okay, Halloween is just, I don't know, it comes on too early now, and it's just, ugh.
No,
that's awesome. They have the candy out and stuff early. That's great.
How's that great?
Because you go, well, I'm going to stock up, so I'm ready for the holiday. And then you eat it all, and then you go and go, well, I got to.
Yeah, so that's
more.
No, that's great.
Because you're trying to be locked in. I don't want that. It's like when they put Easter candy out in January. I'm like, mm-hmm. I live for Cadbury eggs, mm-hmm. not the cream ones, the mini eggs. And like, it was last year, I think, I'm walking through Target and they were out on like January 12th. I'm like, this means I'm going to eat these for 4 months. I'm going to be such a pig. Okay. But if you had to choose between the two extreme seasons, winter or summer,
winter? Yeah.
So you'd rather be cold and try to get warm than be hot and try to get cool?
Yes.
I think I go summer.
Because you're just a shorts guy. You're just like a
little
casual.
Bit. I'm always hot. I'm always hot no matter what. So I might as well. I don't like to deal with the snow. So I'd rather there be no snow because I'm going to feel hot.
See,
regardless.
I'm always hot. So that's why I wear shorts in the winter.
Oh, that's why you're a winter person?
Yeah.
Huh.
It balances me to the
I don't know which one I am. I used to be a winter person because I love skiing and stuff, but I haven't done that in a while. Because right now, summer sucks. That's because we're in a room that the air conditioning... How many times do you think we can mention it on the air before they fix it?
Until they fix it.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Wait, Steel Bros Heating and Cooling could come out here right now and fix it, but our people will... They're like, oh, it's because it's not our air conditioning, it's the building.
Oh, I think you're right.
Yeah, I think Steel Bros could fix it right now. Free plug for Steel Bros Heating and Cooling. Okay, so I was reading the thing about the worst things of summer, like sweatings on there, excessive heat,
mm-hmm.
but... TIAC has umbrage with the number one thing.
Yeah, mosquitoes. Everyone hates mosquitoes.
Because everyone hates mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Nothing
good about mosquitoes.
No, I do
they
agree.
They suck your blood. They're literally the vampire of the insect world.
I agree with that part. I hate them as well. But okay. Since moving from Iowa, I'm from Iowa. Did I not mention that?
Mm.
So now that I'm here, there's way, way less mosquitoes, way less bugs, way less mosquitoes.
Of your brain.
Way less humidity.
Colorado.
The weather here, the bugs here, it's incredible. It's incredible.
What are you talking about? The mosquito problem here, it was so bad when I was growing up that we would get like a reverse 911 call and they would tell us that we had to close our windows that night because I grew up without air conditioning. So we would just to cool your house off, you opened your windows and had a box fan in the window.
Yeah.
Well, they would call us and say, take your box fans down and close up your house because the trucks would drive through and spray whatever it is.
The repellent.
Agent Orange.
Yeah.
I think it's DEET. Like the whole town would smell like death.
Wow.
For one night. And they would drive around and the people who forgot, it would pull, your box fan is pulling in the death into your house. Like your whole family be sick the next week.
Oh no.
Because you're pulling in. So it's bad here.
But I don't think I don't think they do anything like that in the Midwest. They just say deal with it. They just let the mosquitoes eat you.
You don't have mosquitoes at your house.
No. I don't get mosquito bites here. I haven't got one in 6 years.
They've gotten fewer and far between, but I will admit that I'm not doing as much outside. So,
do you have no bodies of water by where you live? That's where
I'm literally right by a lake.
What lake?
I don't remember.
Sloan?
No.
you don't go outside.
Exactly.
There's a lake by your house and you don't know what it's called.
It's something number one. I don't know.
This interesting Colorado geographical fact This show is the worst show ever. You should know. Like, I live by Bar Lake. It's a huge lake.
Okay.
And when you take off from DIA, if I gave you a couple of quick little twists and turns, like every time I take off from DIA or land at DIA, I can literally take a picture of my house.
Oh, it's a reservoir. Does that count?
Yes. It's Ward, a body of water.
Ward Reservoir, number one.
Okay.
See, now you know why.
Thanks
I don't know the
Googling
name.
Googling it. But what I'm saying is, if there's water, that's where they nest. So yes. Are you saying there's nothing out in Parker where there's mosquito nests? Because it's...
Not dude, by me, I guess.
I cannot go...
But I grew up... Where I grew up in Iowa, it's right on the Mississippi River. And that's water.
Thanks, bud. Yeah, but it's
so
moving.
There's lots of mosquitoes, lots of bugs coming out of there.
They don't nest in moving water, though. They have to nest in stagnant water. Like non-moving water.
But there's still, there's way more of them. I can only tell you there's no humidity here. I love Colorado. I don't know why am I getting hate for this. It's so amazing
you're
here.
Wrong. You're trying to say that Colorado's not, there was a movement years
buggy.
Ago.
It's not buggy.
Oh my God.
At all.
There was a movement to make the mosquito the state bird at one point.
I don't.
What?
It's a joke. Okay. But it's like there were so many mosquitoes.
Well, legalized pot. It's like.
Just
I think it's gotten better for sure.
But do you believe, and I believe this, and maybe TAC has had some amino acid or DNA shift once Culver's became his main source of nutrition, you might be one of those people who doesn't get bit. Because I am one of those people, mosquitoes flipping love me. And they love my daughter. If my daughter goes outside, for like 10 minutes, her legs look like, even through jeans,
yeah.
It doesn't matter.
That happens to me too.
Yes. Huh. There's something about you.
Mm-hmm.
But not your son. They don't bite him?
No.
Really?
I think they die instantly if they get anywhere near him and his axe body smack, like whatever. Yeah. I think there is a thing. There's some sort of...
I think my wife gets bit more than me. She gets bit more than me.
Yes. But I think the mosquitoes can just...
But she still gets bit way less here than when we lived in the Midwest.
How do you know? I don't think that's true.
I communicate with her. Yes. We talk.
I want to know if anybody knows what it is that makes you get bit less. Do you think they just know? Like they have a sixth sense? They get close to you and they're like,
"Yeah,
is going to clog my arteries if I bite this dude."
It'd be
like
the most delicious.
This guy was just a Culver's. Yeah. Abort! Abort!
The Slacker Show
afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Hey man, not all of us make as much money as you do.
Okay,
so sometimes
my mistake,
Aaron. What? Did you want to say something? It seemed like you were having a little vowel movement over there. What's going on?
There's
a new trend where people bring some food along with them to establishments.
Ugh.
What?
That's like a restaurant that serves food?
But what if it's a coffee shop?
Okay.
That also serves a little bit of food, but they don't serve...
They have like pastries.
Yeah.
Like nothing too crazy.
Right, but I'm hankering for a footlong. A $5 footlong.
Okay, then...
Can I bring my $5 footlong? Can I order a coffee and sit down? Because people are doing it.
No.
Or if you want, like I have a little breakfast sandwich.
I say yes.
I want coffee and a breakfast sandwich. And I don't want to... Like the breakfast sandwiches at this particular place are $22. But I happen to throw together one at my house for $1.95. Because eggs are cheap.
Okay.
Cheese is cheap. Sausage
is
cheap.
Coffee. Why don't you just bring your own coffee? While you're at it. And then use their
Well, that's rude if I don't buy anything.
Yeah.
Okay. You could just use their bathroom and...
So you are really a guy who's not going to...
You could ask for a water cup and then fill it up with soda. Like, why not?
That's not the same. You're saying that's the same thing. That is stealing.
Yes.
If you say you want water and you...
And
do
I think if you bring in outside food, you're stealing because that's the table that's meant... You're taking up space that's meant for...
But I still bought something for that table. There's not a minimum buy to sit at that table. Like...
A coffee shop is a weird example. I think even people, if you just go and just sit on your computer all day at a coffee shop, is a little, like you're mooching a little bit. But coffee, they position themselves
as
use the Wi-Fi.
Your third spot.
But just a restaurant, absolutely not. You can't bring in outside food.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really.
So you're saying, as a man who has a one-year-old daughter, you've never... rolled into Culver's with a little handful of Cheerios that you can put on the table that Hazel can munch on?
Specifically not Culver's, no, because she eats the fries and the cheese curds. like an American. She's my daughter. Why don't you bring Cheerios?
What? A 1-year-old cheese curds.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, but you're I know the little yogurt melts. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Those. Mm-hmm. You've had a pocket full of those, and you've rolled into a place, and you... It's the scatter drill of them doing the thing, and it's like, ha! Huh. And then they're going to be satisfied, and they're going to be eating them for a little while. You just brought in outside food, man.
The yogurt melts, yeah, we've done that. We've done the yogurt melts. Yeah, but never the applesauce. That's another easy one. We buy the applesauce, because places sell applesauce now as a kid's meal. You can get the fries or applesauce.
But it's not the...
You buy it. You buy it. Because we're eating there.
You're allowed to bring that in because you're buying a meal. Like, you can bring in extra food. If let's say Aaron Celiac kicked up 4 more notches than it is right now. But we're doing a team building at at Johnny's Gluten Hut.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Are you a gluten for punishment? That's their tagline.
Nice.
And you just go in there and everybody's just bloated.
Yeah, wow.
But Aaron... Like, we're having a meeting there. Our big bosses are there. Aaron's going to come in. So, here's our options. Kill Aaron.
Okay.
Stop.
Or Aaron abstains.
And brings a sack lunch in front of all the big bosses and stuff. That looks terrible.
No, she just brings a couple little things. She's got a little...
Cheerios.
Yes. Can you eat Cheerios?
Yeah.
Oh. You can?
Yeah, they're gluten-free. No, they're gluten-free.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they're rolled oats.
No, I know that the frosted ones are gluten-free.
Interesting.
God, you're such a traitor. I guarantee you like, they probably have gluten in them.
No, I will literally Google it right now.
I used to hate this. In high school, we had a buddy. We'd always go out to eat, and my buddy would come with a PB&J and a sack lunch, and he'd sit there with us, and he would not buy
anything. At the school? Of course.
No, at a restaurant. We'd be eating at a restaurant.
So you guys would go to a restaurant with your poor friend?
No, he was not poor. Any poorer than the rest of us were. He just didn't want to. He was cheap. He didn't want to spend any money.
Hold on. Left or right corner, gluten free.
I can't see because you have that stupid privacy screen.
Yeah. If they're gluten free.
Okay. So,
The employee always comes over and is like, oh, what? You can't have that here.
But okay.
And then we're involved in it, even though we didn't do anything wrong.
Why can't I, though? I understand from a monetary standpoint, but is he taking up oxygen? Is there like, you and your other friend, we're going to get a table for two, and there's 4 chairs at it. So why can't he just sit in that chair? Is he hurting anyone?
He could sit in that chair, but he can't bring in other food.
Why can't he?
Because then you're going to start tempting all the other people at the other... Like, oh, what do you got over there?
No.
Like,
no. No one's going to look at my sad salad.
You could bring in a birthday cake if you're having a party there, and if you've rented the space, you can bring a birthday cake.
That, to me, is worse.
I agree.
Because most times, then you actually burden them for that. I've always hated that thing. It's like, oh, I got there early and I asked them to store this birthday cake in their fridge until it was ready. And it's like, now you're you're burdening them.
That's too much. That's too much.
What you know what else I've seen? This is the best life hack you're ever going to get in your life, people. So listen up. You're going to want... No, you don't drink. People, what you do is you take yourself a box of Franzia, you know, the boxed wine.
Sure.
You wrap it like it's a present.
Okay.
And then with kid paper. And then when you're having the party at Jump City or wherever, all the presents are just sitting on a table. Well, one of the presents has a spout on the front. So you'd have to pay their drink prices. Okay. You just walk up to the one present, tip it forward a little bit.
How do you hide the cups?
Yeah. And kids, which present have you getting your punch out of?
No, you just buy a soda from them or whatever, and then just dump that out and just drink Franzia out of a Coke cup all day. Bring your own Coke cups in. Here's the thing that I've never understood, is people like you who are anti this go, well, it's the FDA or whatever, whoever, food, yeah.
Yeah, the FDA.
What if somebody gets sick? It's like, if he got sick, he's not going to sue the restaurant. He has no receipt. He can't say, I got sick on the PB&J. Other people aren't breathing in his peanut butter fumes and going to die. No one gets harmed by your buddy bringing... So all you
I
did...
I just think it's uncouth. I think if you don't want to eat at the restaurant, then just don't go to the restaurant. Go somewhere else.
So then he doesn't
else.
Get to be
go
friends to
a,
with
go
you.
Go to a public park. Go
he
anywhere.
He doesn't get to be friends with you because you guys were going to the restaurant. That's not fair.
And then he can't hang out. Does he have to just wait in the car?
You're ostracizing him.
Because we want to eat at a restaurant.
What race was he? Was he a different religion?
Oh my gosh.
It was Iowa. He was white.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Okay, I'm stealing something from Reddit again. This is what I do. And I gotta get a read of the room. Do you think it's a relationship milestone when you start using the bathroom in front of your sig other?
One or two?
Well, I would say... 'cause
there's a difference for me.
Oh, is there, T-Hack? Yeah. I think there's a difference for everyone.
One's in the front. It goes deeper
depends
than that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think... Hold on. Has anybody in here ever been a two with their together?
No.
I thought you were.
No.
Never?
My ex used to do it in front of me and I hated it.
Two?
Oh.
Yeah.
He did two?
Yeah, I hated it.
He did. Oh, you guys, you were just farters.
Oh, yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe that's
yeah.
what I'm thinking of.
But did he, like he would leave the bathroom door open?
No, the one specific time that I'm remembering, I had to get into the bathroom, so I had to open the door and like get in
Why
there.
Why did you have to get in the bathroom? Let him finish.
I don't remember. He took a half an hour. I couldn't. I had places to be.
Two and a half.
So you went in.
Three.
Yeah.
Did you plug up? Would you?
We don't need to discuss that.
Because like I grew up in a bathroom. I grew up in a house with one bathroom.
Yeah.
So like wow. when we were getting ready for school or whatever, there's a sink and a toilet next to it, and like we'd be brushing like
couple options.
Four boys brushing their teeth.
That's a lot.
Dad.
Do it. He gets.
Yeah, it's his throne.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's first crack at that thing.
Crack.
Oh my God. But that I think that in of itself is why, like I would never two in front of.
I agree. I'm feeling better now because I thought that I was kind of weird about it. That I thought everyone was kind of like open, especially at this point. I would say like with my wife, we both for number two we close the door. But I've done the you need toilet, you need something in the bathroom,
yeah.
And it's not weird. We don't make it weird because I don't linger. She doesn't linger, but it's kind of
you brought something in while she's doing.
Yeah, or you don't realize she's in there because we have like a water closet in one of our bathrooms, so you don't know she's in there in the door, and you're kind of like, oh, sorry. But I mean, we've had two kids together. We've seen everything, but it's still just like a courtesy, just like respect the privacy that just like does.
I have a weird
so it
tangent
doesn't gross me out,
about this. And I think I told Aaron, I have a friend who just built his dream home in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And he did everything he ever wanted in a home. And one of the things he put in, it's the weirdest flex ever. And I think it's really vile. Put a toilet in his garage.
But he,
wait, that's cool to have a bathroom in the garage.
He didn't put in a water closet. It's just a toilet in the garage.
Ooh.
So it's just like,
what?
Just a toilet.
Just exposed.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. See now we're getting back to some Iowa roots.
What?
Are you kidding me?
I'm familiar, and I'll do you a little better.
What? Hold on.
So you just go sit there, and the garage door could open as someone's coming home, and you're just like finishing up your duties.
UPS. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. Come
just leave it right there. I'll sign for it, but come on over. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What?
I thought this was the weirdest thing in the world, and I didn't know how to bring it up, and that this topic reminded me of it. You're saying Iowa people put a toilet in their garage.
Yeah, I've seen it before. My uncle has one.
Not a closet.
No. And
not a urinal.
Both. Urinal and a regular toilet.
Why?
Urinal I can hang with.
Urinal, you're just urinal in there. Is so cool. It's so cool.
And you're also turned towards the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and just like they
you're
would
You're only allowed to do one job there.
Yes. Like, well, you could back in.
Yeah.
No.
I never mind. I pretended to do that in an airport bathroom one time to be funny. I pulled my pants down and backed up to the urinal, and I just couldn't stop laughing, and then I bonked my head on the toilet.
Oh, that's right.
And bled profusely.
Wow. I had a friend really do it one time.
He dookied
in a urinal. Okay. Yeah. In some guy's garage. No, it was at school.
But okay, you're saying this is a real... So it's just like... It's not... It's like up against the back wall of the garage.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just...
Yeah, my uncle has right both. There. Both of them. They're next to each other. Yeah.
And you park your car and just, before I go in. Yeah.
How I'll far just... away is the next bathroom? Like miles?
Yeah, why can't you just go inside?
I think it's always been cool because when we would get our family together, we'd be at their house and it's like all the uncles and cousins and stuff, they're out there drinking beer and you don't have to go in the house.
Okay.
You just do it right there.
But if you came around the corner and your wife is...
I
throw the peace sign.
She would not use
in the garage toilet.
I love her enough already. All right, come on.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of like a sibling fight. I'm struggling with words right now.
Yeah.
Like a sibling fight with an unusual weapon, I guess is how I'll say it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've got a story about something I think a lot of us have done.
Struggling with words.
You're both doing great.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Detroit.
Ah, come on!
We've all done this. You eat while you're driving. It's not safe. We do it. He ended up rear-ending a police car while he was going to town on some chicken wings.
Oh, okay.
Probably not the best choice for food.
I was ready to be indignant. I'd never text and drive. Oh, chicken wings? Yeah, nope.
Yep. You can't eat a chicken wing while you're driving.
It's too messy.
Yeah,
there's
way too messy
technique.
And you're doing the whole thing where you got to pull the whole thing out of your mouth.
Yeah, I've got the different dips out on the dash.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
Yeah. He was a 73-year-old man, which also doesn't necessarily help. But no one was injured.
Not even the cop? Everybody's okay?
Yeah, everyone was fine.
Well, I'm sure the chicken's not super happy.
No. Yeah. Buck, buck. Yeah.
The chicken's problem started long ago, actually.
But yeah, he got a ticket.
He did. Do you know what's so weird is you guys have ruined this whole thing because then I just
are
sit
you anticipating?
I sit around and wait for the thing.
I didn't have one this time.
Sorry, officer, I'm not a good driver. I was just winging it.
There we go.
My story comes out of Florida. Apparently, a woman came home, and her sister was eating some food.
Okay.
And she wanted her sister to share said food with her. The sister said, nay. She said no. They got into an argument, and then the woman who wanted the food to be shared grabbed a plate of ravioli and hurled it at her sister.
No.
So you're sharing. Wonderful.
Well,
how nice.
No, she was the one who wanted the food, and she just wasted the food for each of them. So now it's just there's hot ravioli all over the place, and it's just she called the sister who was assaulted, called the police, and they are arresting her for domestic battery, and she's been awarded to not have contact with her sister.
Oh wow,
spaghetti! Oh no,
yeah.
Sorry, that one was bad. I know.
She was heard on her way out of saying, "Pasta la vista, baby." Way better than spaghetti. We pulled it out.
You're both doing great.
Those were all the stupid people we could find. Oh God. For today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
So there's a story out that it's basically the worst things about summer. By the way, are you guys summer or winter people?
Winter.
I mean, I know we're all, like, technically, I think we're all probably fall or spring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody wants to be at the extremes. I kind of like fall better.
Yeah.
Because that's when you just start to get to wear hoodies.
Yeah, and
I'm
sweater.
A fall guy, too. Yeah. Yep. I love it. Halloween candy, a little colder weather.
Don't ruin it. But, like, okay, it's just, Halloween is just, I don't know, it comes on too early now, and it's just, ugh.
No,
that's awesome. They have the candy out and stuff early. That's great.
How's that great?
Because you go, well, I'm going to stock up, so I'm ready for the holiday. And then you eat it all, and then you go and go, well, I got to
eat it all.
No, that's great.
Because you're trying to be locked in. I don't want that. It's like when they put Easter candy out in January. I'm like, I live for Cadbury eggs, not the cream ones, the mini eggs. And like, it was last year, I think, I'm walking through Target and they were out on like January 12th. I'm like, this means I'm going to eat these for 4 months. I'm going to be such a pig. Okay. But if you had to choose between the two extreme seasons, winter or summer,
winter.
Winter?
Yeah.
So you'd rather be cold and try to get warm than be hot and try to get cool.
Yes.
I think I go summer. I go summer.
Because you're just a shorts guy. You're just like a little casual.
I'm always hot. I'm always hot no matter what. So I might as well. I don't like to deal with the snow. So I'd rather there be no snow because I'm going to feel hot.
See, regardless. I'm always hot. So that's why like I wear shorts in the winter.
Oh, that's why you're a winter person?
Yeah.
Huh.
It like balances me to the
I don't know which one I am. I used to be a winter person because I love skiing and stuff, but I haven't done that in a while. Because like right now, summer sucks. That's because we're in a room that the air conditioning... How many times do you think we can mention it on the air before they fix it?
Until they fix it. Okay. It's been a while.
Wait. Steel Bros Heating and Cooling could come out here right now and fix it, but our people will... They're like, oh, it's because it's not our air conditioning. It's the building.
Oh, I think you're right.
Yeah. I think Steel Bros could fix it right now. Free plug for Steel Bros Heating and Cooling. Okay. So I was reading the thing about the worst things of summer, like sweatings on there, excessive heat. Mm-hmm. But... TIAC has umbrage with the number one thing.
Yeah, mosquitoes. Everyone hates mosquitoes.
Because everyone hates mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Well, I
nothing good about mosquitoes.
No, I do
they
agree.
They suck your blood. They're literally the vampire of the insect world.
I agree with that part. I hate them as well. But okay. Since moving from here, from Iowa, I'm from Iowa. Did I not mention that?
Mm.
So now that I'm here, there's way, way less mosquitoes, way less bugs, way less mosquitoes
of your brain,
way less humidity.
Colorado,
the weather here, the bugs here, it's incredible. It's incredible.
What are you talking about? The mosquito problem here, it was so bad when I was growing up that we would get like a reverse 911 call and they would tell us that we had to close our windows that night because I grew up without air conditioning. So we would just to cool your house off, you opened your windows and had a box fan in the window.
Yeah.
Well, they would call us and say, take your box fans down and close up your house because the trucks would drive through and spray like whatever it is.
The repellent.
Agent Orange.
Yeah.
I think it's DEET. Like the whole town would smell like death.
Wow.
For one night. And they would drive around and the people who forgot, it would pull, like your box fan is pulling in the death into your house. Like your whole family be sick the next week.
Oh no.
Because you're pulling in. So like it's bad here.
But I don't think I don't think they do anything like that in the Midwest. They just say deal with it. They just let the mosquitoes eat you.
You don't have mosquitoes at your house.
No. I don't get mosquito bites here. I haven't got one in 6 years.
They've gotten fewer and far between, but I will admit that I'm not doing as much outside. So,
do you have no bodies of water by where you live? That's where they are.
No, I'm literally right by a lake.
What lake?
I don't remember.
Sloan?
No.
you don't go outside.
Exactly.
There's a lake by your house and you don't
know
what it's called.
Something number one. I don't know.
This interesting Colorado geographical fact. This show is the worst show ever. You should know. I live by Bar Lake. It's a huge lake.
Okay.
And when you take off from DIA, if I gave you a couple of quick little twists and turns, like every time I take off from DIA or land at DIA, I can literally take a picture of my house.
Oh, it's a reservoir. Does that count?
Yes. It's a body of water.
Ward Reservoir, number one.
Okay.
See, now you know why I don't know the
Googling
name.
Googling it. But what I'm saying is, if there's water, that's where they nest. So
yes.
Are you saying there's nothing out in Parker where there's mosquito nests? Because it's...
Not
dude,
by me, I guess.
I cannot go...
But I grew up... Where I grew up in Iowa, it's right on the Mississippi River. And that's water.
Thanks, bud. Yeah, but it's
so
moving.
There's lots of mosquitoes, lots of bugs coming out of there.
They don't nest in moving water, though. They have to nest in stagnant water. Like non-moving water.
But there's still there's way more of them. I can only tell you there's no humidity here. I love Colorado. I don't know why am I getting hate for this. It's so amazing here.
Because you're wrong. You're trying to say that Colorado's not... there was a movement years
buggy.
Ago.
It's not buggy.
Oh my God.
At all.
There was a movement to make the mosquito the state bird at one point.
I don't...
What?
It's a joke. Okay. But it's there were so many mosquitoes.
Legalized pot. It's okay.
I think it's gotten better for sure.
But do you believe, and I believe this, and maybe TIAC has had some amino acid or DNA shift once Culver's became his main source of nutrition, you might be one of those people who doesn't get bit. Because I am one of those people, mosquitoes flipping love me. And they love my daughter. If my daughter goes outside, for like 10 minutes, her legs look like, even through jeans,
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
That happens to me too.
Yes. Huh. There's something about you.
Mm-hmm.
But not your son. They don't buy him?
No.
Or, really?
I think they die instantly if they get anywhere near him and his Axe body smell. Like whatever. Yeah. It's, ugh. No, I think there is a thing. There's some sort of...
That's, I think my wife gets bit more than me. She gets bit more than me.
Yes. But I think the mosquitoes can just...
But she still gets bit way less here than when we lived in the
How
Midwest.
How do you know? I don't think that's true.
I communicate with her. Yes. We talk.
I just want to... I want to know if anybody knows what it is that makes you get bit less. Do you think they just know? Like they have a sixth sense? They like they get close to you and they're like,
"Yeah,
this is going to clog my arteries if I bite this dude."
It'd be
like
the most delicious.
This guy was
you've
just a Culver. Yeah. Abort! Abort!
The Slacker Show afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Hey man, not all of us make as much money as you do.
Okay,
so sometimes
my mistake,
Aaron. What? Did you want to say something? It seemed like you were having a little vowel movement over there. What's going on? There's a new trend where people bring some food along with them to establishments.
Ugh.
What?
That's like a restaurant that serves food.
But what if it's a coffee shop?
Okay.
That also serves a little bit of food, but they don't serve...
They have like pastries.
Yeah.
Like nothing too crazy.
Right, but I'm hankering for a foot long, a $5 foot
okay.
long.
Okay, then...
Can I bring my $5 foot long? Can I order a coffee and sit down? Because people are doing it.
No.
Or if you want, like I have a little breakfast sandwich.
I say yes.
I want coffee and a breakfast sandwich. And I don't want to... Like the breakfast sandwiches at this particular place are $22, but I happen to throw together one at my house for $1.95 because eggs are cheap.
Okay.
Cheese is cheap. Sausage
is cheap.
Well,
so is coffee. Why don't you just bring your own coffee while you're at it and then use their
Well, that's rude if I don't buy anything.
Yeah.
Okay. You could just use their bathroom and...
So you are really a guy who's not going to
allow... You could ask for a water cup and then fill it up with soda. Like, why not?
That's not the same. You're saying that's the same thing. That is stealing if you say you want water and you do
the... And I think if you bring in outside food, you're stealing because that's the table that's meant... You're taking up space that's meant for...
But I still bought something for that table. There's not a minimum buy to sit at that table. Like...
A coffee shop is a weird example. I think even people, if you just go and just sit on your computer all day at a coffee shop, is a little like you're mooching a little bit. But coffee, they position themselves as a work spot.
Come
use the Wi-Fi.
Your third spot.
But just a restaurant, absolutely not. You can't bring in outside food.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really.
So you're saying, as a man who has a 1-year-old daughter, you've never rolled into Culver's with a little handful of Cheerios that you can put on the table that Hazel can munch on?
Specifically not Culver's, no, because she eats the fries and the cheese curds. Like an American. She's my daughter. Why am I going to bring Cheerios?
What? 1-year-old yes. cheese curds.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, but I know the little yogurt melts. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Those. Mm-hmm. You've had a pocket full of those, and you've rolled into a place, and you... It's the scatter drill of them doing the thing, and it's like, ha! Huh. And then they're going to be satisfied, and they're going to be eating them for a little while. You just brought in outside food, man.
The yogurt melts, yeah, we've done that. We've done the yogurt melts. Yeah, but never the applesauce. That's another easy one. We buy the applesauce, because places sell applesauce now as a kid's meal. You can get the fries or applesauce.
But it's not the...
You buy it. Because
no,
we're eating
don't.
There.
You're allowed to bring that in because you're buying a meal. Like, you can bring in extra food. If let's say Aaron's celiac kicked up 4 more notches than it is right now. But we're doing a team building at Johnny's Gluten Hut.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Are you a gluten for punishment? That's their tagline.
Nice.
And you just go in there and everybody's just bloated.
Yeah, wow.
But Aaron... Like, we're having a meeting there. Our big bosses are there. Aaron's going to come in. So, what? Like, here's our options. Kill Aaron.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay. Yeah.
Or Aaron abstains.
And brings a sack lunch in front of all the big bosses and stuff?
Because
that looks terrible.
No, she just brings a couple little things. She's got a little...
Cheerios.
Yes. Can you eat Cheerios?
Yeah.
Oh. You can?
Yeah, they're gluten-free. No, they're gluten-free.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they're rolled oats.
No, I know that the frosted ones are gluten-free.
Interesting.
My God, you're such a traitor. I guarantee you, they probably have gluten in them.
No, I will literally Google it right now.
I used to hate this. In high school, we had a buddy. We'd always go out to eat, and my buddy would come with a PB&J and a sack lunch, and he'd sit there with us, and he would not buy
anything. At the school, of course.
No, at a restaurant. We'd be eating at a
restaurant. So you guys would go to a restaurant with your poor friend?
No, he was not poor. Any poorer than the rest of us were. He just didn't want to. He was cheap. He didn't want to spend any money.
Hold on. Left or right corner, gluten free.
I can't see because you have that stupid privacy screen.
I believe you if they're genuinely free.
Okay. So, but the
employee always comes over and is like, oh, what? You can't have that here.
But
we're involved in it, even though we didn't do anything wrong.
Why can't I, though? I understand from a monetary standpoint, but is he taking up oxygen? Is there you and your other friend, we're going to get a table for two and there's four chairs at it. So why can't he just sit in that chair? Is he hurting
anyone?
He
could sit in that chair, but he can't bring in other food.
Why can't he?
Because then you're going to start tempting all the other people at the other, like, oh, what do you got over there?
No one's going to look at my sad salad.
You
could bring in a birthday cake if you're having a party there, and if you've rented the space, you can bring a birthday cake.
That to me is worse.
I agree.
Because most times then you actually burden them for that. I've always hated that thing. It's like, oh, I got there early and I asked them to store this birthday cake in their fridge until it was ready. And it's like, now you're you're burdening them.
That's too much. That's too much.
What you know what else I've seen? This is the best life hack you're ever going to get in your life, people. So listen up. you don't drink. People, what you do is you take yourself a box of Franzia, you know, the boxed wine.
Sure.
You wrap it like it's a present.
Okay.
And then with kid paper. And then when you're having the party at Jump City or wherever, all the presents are just sitting on a table. Well, one of the presents has a spout on the front. So you'd have to pay their drink prices. Okay. You just walk up to the one present, tip it forward a little bit.
How do you hide the cups?
Yeah. And kids, which present have you getting your punch out of?
No, you just buy a soda from them or whatever, and then just dump that out and just drink Franzia out of a Coke cup all day. Bring your own Coke cups in. Here's the thing that I've never understood, is people like you who are anti this go, well, it's the FDA or whatever, whoever, food, yeah.
Yeah, the FDA. You're,
like, what if somebody gets sick? It's like, if he got sick, he's not going to sue the restaurant. He has no receipt. He can't say, I got sick on the PB&J. Other people aren't breathing in his peanut butter fumes and going to die. No one gets harmed by your buddy bringing. So all you
I
did.
I just think it's uncouth. I think if you don't want to eat at the restaurant, then just don't go to the restaurant. Go
somewhere
else.
So then he doesn't get to be friends with you.
Go to a public park. Go
anywhere.
He
doesn't get to be friends with you because you guys were going to the restaurant. That's not fair.
And then he can't hang out. Does he have to just wait in the car?
You're ostracizing him.
Because we want to eat
racist?
At a restaurant.
What race was he? Was he a different religion?
Oh my gosh.
It was Iowa and he was white.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Okay, I'm stealing something from Reddit again. What I do. And I got to get a read of the room. Do you think it's a relationship milestone when you start using the bathroom in front of your sig other?
One or two?
Well, I would say
there's a difference for me.
Oh, is there, T-Hack? I think there's a difference for everyone.
One's in the front. It goes deeper
than that. I think, hold on, has anybody in here ever been a two with their together?
No.
I thought you were.
No.
Never?
My ex used to do it in front of me and I hated it.
Two?
Oh.
Yeah.
He did two?
Yeah, I hated it.
He did. Oh, you were just farters.
Oh, yeah,
Maybe that's what I'm thinking
but
of.
But did he... Like, he would leave the bathroom door open?
No, the one specific time that I'm remembering, I had to get into the bathroom, so I had to open the door and, get in
Why
there.
Why did you
I
have
know.
To get in the bathroom? Let him finish.
I don't remember. He took a half an hour. I couldn't. I had places to be.
Two and a half.
So you went in.
Three.
Yeah.
Did you plug up? Would you?
We don't need to discuss that.
Because I grew up in a bathroom. I grew up in a house with one bathroom.
Yeah.
So when we were getting ready for school or whatever, there's a sink and a toilet next to it. And we'd be
couple options.
Four boys brushing your teeth.
That's a lot.
Dad.
Do it. He gets.
It's his throne.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's first crack at that thing.
Crack.
Oh my God. But that I think that in of itself is why I would never two in front of a
I agree. I'm feeling better now because I thought that I was kind of weird about it. That I thought everyone was kind of like open, especially at this point. I would say like with my wife, we both, for number two, we close the door. But I've done the you need toilet, you need something in the bathroom,
yeah.
And it's not weird. We don't make it weird because I don't linger. She doesn't linger, but it's kind of
you've brought something in while she's doing.
Yeah, or you don't realize she's in there because we have like a water closet in one of our bathrooms, so you don't know she's in there in the door, and you're kind of like, oh, sorry. But I mean, we've had two kids together. We've seen everything, but it's still just like a courtesy, just like respect the privacy that just like does.
I have a weird
so it
tangent
doesn't gross me out,
about this. And I think I told Aaron, I have a friend who just built his dream home in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And he did everything he ever wanted in a home. And one of the things he put in, it's the weirdest flex ever. And I think it's really vile. He put a toilet in his garage.
But he
wait, that's cool to have a bathroom in the garage?
He didn't put in a water closet. It's just a toilet in the garage.
Ooh.
So it's just like...
What?
Just a toilet.
Just exposed.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. See, now we're getting back to some Iowa roots.
What?
Are you kidding me?
I'm familiar, and I'll do you a little better.
What? Hold on.
So you just go sit there, and the garage door could open as someone's coming home, and you're just like finishing up your duties.
UPS. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. Come
just leave it right there. I'll sign for it, but come on over. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What?
I thought this was the weirdest thing in the world, and I didn't know how to bring it up, and that this topic reminded me of it. You're saying Iowa people put a toilet in their garage.
Yeah, I've seen it before. My uncle has one.
Not a closet.
No. And
not a urinal.
Both. Urinal and a regular toilet.
Why?
Urinal I can hang with.
Urinal, you're just standing urinal there. Is so cool. It's so cool.
And you're also turned towards the wall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just like they
you're
would
only allowed to do one job there.
Yes. Like, well, you could back in.
Yeah.
No.
I never mind. I pretended to do that in an airport bathroom one time to be funny. I pulled my pants down and backed up to the urinal, and I just couldn't stop laughing, and I bonked my head on the toilet.
Oh, that's
right,
that's right.
And bled profusely.
Wow. I had a friend really do it one time.
He dookied
in a urinal. Okay. Yeah. In some guy's garage. No, it was at school.
But okay, you're saying this is a real... So it's just like... It's not... It's like up against the back wall of the garage.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just...
Yeah, my uncle has right both. There. Both of them. They're next to each other. Yeah.
And you park your car and just, before I go in. Yeah.
How
I'll
far
just...
away is the next bathroom? Like miles?
Yeah, why can't you just go inside?
I think it's always been cool because when we would get our family together, we'd be at their house and it's like all the uncles and cousins and stuff, they're out there drinking beer and you don't have to go in the house.
Okay.
You just do it right there.
But if you came around the corner and your wife is...
I
peace sign.
She would not use
in the
garage
toilet.
I love her enough already. All right, come on.
The Slacker Show
afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a sibling fight. I'm struggling with words right now.
Yeah.
Like a sibling fight with an unusual weapon, I guess is how I'll say it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a story about something I think a lot of us have done.
I'm struggling with words.
You're both doing great.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Detroit.
Come on!
We've all done this. You eat while you're driving. It's not safe. We do it. He ended up rear-ending a police car while he was going to town on some chicken wings.
Oh!
Probably not the best choice for food.
I was ready to be indignant. I would never text and drive. Oh, chicken wings? Yeah, nope.
Yep. You can't eat a chicken wing while you're driving.
It's too messy.
Yeah,
there's
way too messy
technique.
And you're doing the whole thing where you got to pull the whole thing out of your mouth.
Yeah, I've got the different dips out on the dash.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
Yeah. He was a 73-year-old man, which also doesn't necessarily help. But no one was injured.
Not even the cop? Everybody's okay?
No, yeah, everyone was fine.
Well, I'm sure the chicken's not super happy.
No. Yeah. Buck, buck. Yeah.
The chicken's problem started long ago, actually.
But yeah, he got a ticket.
He did.
Mm.
Do you know what's so weird? Is you guys have ruined this whole thing. Because then I just
are
sit
you anticipating?
I sit around and wait for the thing.
I didn't have one this time.
Sorry, officer. I'm not a good driver. I was just winging it.
Hmm. Here we go.
My story comes out of Florida! Apparently a woman came home and her sister was eating some food. And she wanted her sister to share said food with her. The sister said, nay. She said no. They got into an argument, and then the woman who wanted the food to be shared grabbed a plate of ravioli and hurled it at her sister.
No.
So you're sharing. Wonderful.
Well,
okay. How nice.
No, she was the one who wanted the food, and she just wasted the food for each of them. So now it's just there's hot ravioli all over the place, and it's just she called the sister who was assaulted, called the police, and they are arresting her for domestic battery, and she's been awarded to not have contact with her sister.
Oh wow,
spaghetti! Oh no,
yeah.
Sorry, that one was bad. I know.
She was heard on her way out of saying, "Pasta la vista, baby." Way better than spaghetti. We pulled it off! Yeah,
you're both doing great.
Those were all the stupid people we could find. Oh, God. For today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.